Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4pm and forever. Anyway, we begin with the Women's Euros, where, of course, Serena Wiegmann's England reached the semi-finals after beating Spain. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Now that England are winning possession well, they're coming forward with Stanway. Space on the right, but Stanway shot! Oh, yes! What a strike from Georgia Stanway! From the edge of the area, she blasts England into the lead. They've come from behind.
Faye Carruthers is with the Women's England manager.
Serena Wiegmann, congratulations. You're into the semi-finals of the European Championships. Talk me through that performance and that win. It felt like a roller coaster of emotions for us. How did it feel for you?
Yeah, it was a roller coaster for us too. Of course, you tried to stay calm. I think we did, but so many things happened in this game. I think it was a very high level. Two teams that want to play football, that want to attack, want to have the ball. And we know Spain is really good in possession game, and that's what they showed today. So when they were in possession, sometimes we had a hard time to get pressure on the ball, and our space was a little too big. But we had stages of the game that we were dangerous too, and we had possession too, and I think we did really well. Then we had a setback with a goal, of course, because that's football when you have two eagle teams. But how we showed character, how we kept doing, and then we changed a little bit the shape. And then we scored that 1-1. And I think the first part of the overtime or extra time, I don't know how you say it. That's overtime,
extra
I think.
Time.
Oh, extra time. we scored that second goal. I think in that stage we were a little better and we looked a little fresher still than they did. But then, of course, they have to force a goal. So then they came again and we just took it. And I'm so proud of the team. And the fans were behind us. It was incredible to have them I could hear them scream, and this is home advantage, I would say.
This is why I played football. This is why you play football, for these types of moments, and they don't come along very often. In your home country, they don't come along very often anyway, but they don't come along very often in your own country, because when we beat Canada in 2015, in their home ground in front of about 50,000 people, it felt amazing, but we didn't have our fans there. We had a few, you know, family and friends, but having it here, all the fans are still here. I mean, what's the time now? You know, it's 10:45 and the fans are still here, and nobody's still be singing at the end when the players have gone off the pitch.
On now to Jason Cundy and Jamie O'Hara on the Sports Bar.
It was a battle. The girls had to dig deep. I thought Spain for the first hour of the game were the better side.
They were.
I felt we gave them a little bit too much respect. I thought we sat them off them a little bit. They're good on the ball. And I thought, actually, they were good value for their 1-0 lead. I thought that they were the better side.
Yeah.
And we didn't really lay a glove on them. I felt that we did. You know, once we made a few subs, credit to Wiegmann there to making the subs, she used every single sub throughout the game. She brought off Meade, Kirby and White. Three of the most influential players there, not afraid to make the big decisions. But the substitutions changed game. Big, bold decisions. Mm-hmm. Brave mm-hmm. decisions. And I felt once we got the equaliser, I felt we were the better side.
Yeah.
I felt
yeah.
We had the edge, didn't we, all of a sudden?
On front foot.
Goals change games, right? We often say it, but it's so true in football. The reason you say it so many times is because it's so true. Spain really were coasting.
Hemp with a cross into the box at the back post is Russo, who nods it down. Yes! Chance for Alatoon, and England score! 7 minutes before the end of the game, England are level.
Once we got the equaliser, brilliant goal, by the way. The run from Tone. Look at what she does. She
like
reads
a Frank
the
Lampard
run.
Lampard goal.
Do you know, I thought exactly the same. Reads the ball from Didier. Yeah. Is he going to win it? Knocks it down and arrives. And I felt that Spain were knocked off their stride and they never recovered. Mm. We went from strength to strength. I mean, a brilliant advert for women's football. Edge of your seat stuff.
Yeah.
You saw the crowd there. Stanway, what a fabulous goal to win it as well.
It really was.
Honestly, it's one of those.
Yeah.
They had to find a way. Football matches, you know, you don't always win them. The best side doesn't always win, but you've got to try and find a way to turn the game back in your favour. How can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
The manager, Serena, done her bit. The players done their bit. Once it went 1-1, we looked the most likely to go on and win it for what was left. Excellent girls, but I mean superb.
I'm in the tunnel with Georgia Stanway, who's puffing her cheeks out with her hands on her hips. I mean, that was some performance.
Yeah, madness. But yeah, it shows what we are, who we are. To go 1-0 down, and obviously the latter stages of the game, that's the fight we've got, that's the push we've got. And yeah, to go on and win it, unbelievable.
And to go and win it with that, our commentator Sam Matterface said, a banger from the boot of Stanway. Talk me through that. I mean, you lashed at it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, for some reason, I just felt like I had loads of space around me. In those situations, I often tend to pass the ball out wide. But I just thought, what's the worst that can happen? Hit it and see what happens. And yeah, went in the net and just went mad, really.
What a banger from the boots of Stanway.
Let's go to Matt, who's an Everton fan. Matt, good evening.
Good evening, Jamie. Good evening, Jason. It's a pleasure to speak to you again.
And you, Matt. And you. Go on, what do you want to say about the game tonight?
I was one of the people who was circumspect about the Lionesses. And I wish, you know, in light of what Simon Jordan said last week, if he doesn't enjoy watching the game, please listen to it on TalkSport, because it was absolutely riveting.
I defy anyone that likes or loves football not being absolutely enthralled and absolutely gripped, because that was, and Jamie said at the top of the show, tournament knockout football at that international level, that felt like I've watched England, the men, over many years.
Yeah.
Many
That's
years.
Right.
And, but the
right.
girls found a way today.
It was a roller coaster for us too.
Athletics commentator and father of 1500-metre gold medal-winning Jake, Jeff Whiteman, spoke to TalkSport after his son's heroics. He called Jake over the line in the final with the words, "Running is coming home." Here he is recalling that amazing moment.
Ingebrigtsen is very, very good at holding people off. Everybody thinks he's just sort of chugging along on the final lap or two, but nobody can get by him. And that's how it looked with 250 metres to go. Jake got onto his shoulder and I thought, he's not going to let him by. And then suddenly Jake was a stride and a half clear. And I thought, he doesn't often lose races from that sort of position. If he comes into the straight in front, it's a better than 50-50 chance that he's going to win. So that was the point where I was thinking in terms of him winning it, but I still had a race to call. So you've got to work out who's the silver medalist, who's the bronze medalist, whether it's a quick time, get the crowd going as well. It's coming home, it's
coming home, it's coming. You did say, he headed for the line, running, it's coming home. Which may have been lost on some of the spectators. Literally, for the first time, it's got nothing to do with Three Lions. It's coming to your home.
Well, I think what I meant to say is miling. I mean, the Americans think they're very big on miling, but if you go back to Bannister and even before that to runners 100 years ago, miling was a big thing. This is still the equivalent of it's the metric mile. We do, you know, Kelly Holmes won an Olympic title for the women. Laura Muir picked up a medal in the women's event yesterday. We kind of invented middle distance running, and it sometimes takes a generation before we remind the rest of the world of that. You have to go back to Cram and Co and Ovette and people like that. But every sort of 10, 20 years, somebody does pop up, and it does feel like, you know, Britain can still own that distance, even if it's only temporarily.
Time to talk about the only four-lettered sport that begins with a T. Yeah, golf. And Henrik Stenson has been removed as Europe's Ryder Cup captain with immediate effect. The Swede has signed up for the new controversial Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour. Here's TalkSport's Russell Hargreaves, or Rusty to his mates. Not because, of course, it's an extension of his first name, but because it doesn't matter.
Henrik Stenson is no longer a particularly good player. He was. He was the Open champion in 2016, but he's 46 now, and he's not had a top 10 anywhere around the world for well over a year. But this is another massive name for LIV Golf to get because he is the Ryder Cup captain. The list of players that they've now got aligned to LIV is mightily, mightily impressive. It's still not got technically anybody at the moment from the world's top 10. We shouldn't forget that. They're mostly veteran aging stars with a few others sprinkled in, and believe you me, some other big targets. But with Stenson, the whole point is if you're aligned to LIV Golf, you are certainly not welcome in America on the PGA Tour, and you're not really welcome on the European Tour, or what's called the DP World Tour now. Their sanctions are not quite as harsh as things stand, but the two main tours, Europe and America, are completely aligned against LIV. They are diametrically opposed to what it stands for, what it's trying to do, why it's trying to do it, where the money clearly is coming from as well. Saudi Arabia, highly, highly controversial. Henrik Stenson proudly was unveiled in March as the Ryder Cup captain for Europe for Rome 2023 next year. All very exciting. Even then, there were rumours that he was being courted by LIV. And a few months on, this really started to do the rounds at the Open, that he was on the cusp of switching and deciding to kind of U-turn and take the money. He has taken the money. He's now a LIV golfer. And even before it became official later today, earlier in the day, the Ryder Cup made the statement and said, "I'm afraid, mate, we're biffing you. We are renouncing your role as skipper because of your links to LIV."
On now to Chelsea. Here's Trevor Sinclair backing new signing Raheem Sterling to become the Blues' new captain.
If I'm a manager of a club and you look at what he's achieved and the way that he conducts himself, I think he'd be a great leadership model and a great captain at Chelsea. And he's a London lad. It's not like he's coming from the northeast of England and he's got a different accent and the boys won't be able to relate to him. They've watched him when they're young players, the boys who've come through.
A spoonful of sugar goes a long, long way.
Why would the accent make a difference? But it's about 17 different nationalities.
But you're talking
in the
about
Chelsea
lads who are Chelsea boys, who are London boys. He is that. He's a London boy. Do you know what I mean?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, it's reported that Jesse Lingard is on the verge of joining newly promoted Nottingham Forest despite interest from a club he's already played for, West Ham. TalkSport's Alex Crook thinks Messi Lingard is undervaluing himself as a footballer by moving to the City Ground.
Jesse Lingard, once again, showing his enduring quality.
I'm not convinced this is the best move that he could make. I think it comes down to money. The offer that Nottingham Forest have got on the table, as I understand it.
Why shouldn't it come down to money?
It is more than what West Ham are offering. Because this is a player who needs to revive his career. And he did that for a short spell at West Ham. So there's a manager in David Moyes that he knows gets the best out of him. He's got relationships with some of those West Ham players. He struck up a really close bond with Declan Rice in particular. I think it's a no-brainer for Jesse Lingard to go back to West Ham. If you're talking about 30 grand a week difference, Listen, he's a multimillionaire anyway. He doesn't need the extra 30 grand a week. West Ham, for me, would be a better career move.
Well, I think you look at Nottingham Forest, it's a huge club. It's got a lot of history. I think the manager is very good. He's come across really well. But they've lost a lot of key players. Jed Spencer's gone. The keeper, Samba's gone. James Garner's gone back to Manchester United. Listen, it's Jesse's choice. I think it's a bigger opportunity going back to West Ham. But we don't know what's going through his head. We don't know the conversations that he's had with West Ham and that he's had with Steve Cooper. I know he has got a good relationship with David Moyes. But maybe he's looking at him thinking, you know what, I'm looking at that side. I might not be as good as I was the first time round. I'll get more game time. I feel I can force my way into that side. It's a World Cup year, and maybe that's his thinking.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening to the Talksport app, where we get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day in the bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.